You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is set to arrive in Havana, Cuba in a couple of hours for a brief meeting with Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill. After this historic meeting, the Holy Father will take off for Mexico City for a six-day stay on his 12th apostolic journey abroad. Awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico City is Vatican Radio's Veronica Scaresbrick. We go live to her now. Hello, Veronica.
Hi, Devon.
That's so, Veronica.
Hello from Mexico City.
It's great to hear from you. So, Veronica, when Pope Francis arrives in Mexico this evening, what kind of a reception may he expect?
Well, when Pope Francis sets foot on Mexican soil, it'll be a moment of great alegría, as they say here, or joy for the Mexican people. And the bells of the cathedral, apparently, in Mexico City, will be rung by 800 volunteers for 2 hours. I'm not sure if you ever get used to papal visits, but Mexicans certainly have had their fair share of them. 7 with that of Francis. But while he may be the third pope to visit after St. John Paul II, who came here 5 times in the course of his pontificate, and, of course, Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, who came in 2012, for Mexicans, Pope Francis is a pope with a difference. To start with, he's a Latino, like them, speaks the same language, although, as I discovered, 4 million Mexicans have yet to learn Spanish, for in some areas they still speak indigenous languages, and no doubt Pope Francis will give some of those languages a try. And then, well, there's something very deep he shares with the people, and not just Catholics, who make up roughly 84% of the Mexican population. It's the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, spiritual heart of the nation. And, of course, tomorrow, on his first day in Mexico, in the afternoon, he'll celebrate Holy Mass in the Basilica of the Shrine there.
And what are his plans over the next 5 days?
Pope Francis is coming, as he said many times, to walk through the peripheries with the people of this nation, which has the second largest Catholic population in the world. To start with, he'll be spending 2 days in Mexico City, where he's elected the Apostolic Nunciature as his home for the next 5 nights. The places, well, Francis has made some very personal choices. That's to travel where no pope has ever been before. This means the southern state of Chiapas, with its majority indigenous population, the western diocese of Morelia, hotspot of the drug cartels, and his final stop, Ciudad Juarez, along the border with the United States, where he'll celebrate Holy Mass. I just wanted to add something. Mm-hmm. There'll be more intimate moments as well. For example, when he visits a hospital for children who are terminally ill. And more official moments, for example, at the Palacio Nacional, where on Friday morning he becomes the first pope to be invited to the seat of the nation's federal executive. That's all from me, Devon.
Okay, thank you very much, Veronica. And that was our own Veronica Scaresbrick awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico City.